Viewpoint, CRTV.
At the 48th seminar of the Roman Catholic bishops in Cameroon that held in Buea, Cameroonians have been exhorted to take courage and not to be afraid. The bishop's message comes at a time when the role of the church, particularly the Catholic Church that is in Cameroon, is being diversely interpreted. In today's viewpoint, Tewi Lambi, within the present dispensation, revisits the role of the church and concludes in the people's interest, the church and the state are partners.
The title of the message from the bishops of Cameroon after their 48th seminar in Buea, which is drawn from Mark chapter 6, verses 50, calls on Cameroonians to take courage and not to be afraid. Is there any reason to exhort Cameroonians to be courageous and not to be afraid? According to the bishops, the answer is yes. But courage and fearless in the face of what? Probably in the face of the unknown. But the bishop's message identifies some reasons why Cameroonians need to be courageous. And the first pointer to a need for courage is when you have to hope against hope. The bishop states that for some years now, and increasingly so in recent times, the anxieties of the vast majority of Cameroonians have been transformed into cries of despair at the misery they are living through and the degradation of the country. The bishop's message comes on the heels of some utterances by members of the episcopate who clearly express their opposition on their position on political issues which were condemned by some as trespassing in a domain that is not theirs and considered by others as the right thing to do and to say from their position as moral authorities. However, it is not the first time that the bishops have come out with such positions. The most recent example was at the 49th plenary session of the bishops in Cameroon holding in Yaoundé last year, when an appeal was made to Cameroonians to get themselves registered for the upcoming elections in the country. And when the current president of the Cameroon Episcopal Conference, His Grace Adrian Keya, made this call on Cameroonians to massively get themselves enrolled in the electoral register in view of this year's elections, it was interpreted differently within Cameroon's political landscape. The bishops had taken sides with the party in power, while some supporters of the ruling party thought the bishop's call for massive registration was the type of language and vocabulary identified with the language used by some political parties in the opposition. Whatever the case, the bishops are in their role, for they cannot be concerned only with the spiritual or moral well-being of Christians, who all are citizens before being who they are in the churches. And the bishops have been consistent with such outings on the general situation of the country. This is founded on the 10-year framework agreement between the Republic of Cameroon and the Holy See, which was revisited last year with a visit by a senior official from the Vatican, and which stipulates in Article 1, and I quote, "The Republic of Cameroon and the Holy See reiterate that the state and the Catholic Church, each one in its order, are sovereign, independent, autonomous, and are committed to work together for the moral, spiritual, and material well-being of the human person and to promote the common good," unquote. This says it all.
Tewi Lambif, editorialist, technical advisor number 4 to the Director General of CRTV.